Nellie Emily Stevens, Reel 7. You've told me a bit about your own servants. Can you tell me about how European ladies there thought servants used to have to be treated? I mean, were they trustworthy or what would you say about Indian servants generally?
Well, there was good and bad in them, the same as there was everything else. We would empty a quarter of tea out in our tin, perhaps, and after a day we might find it was gone, and certain things in that would go. They would be all right in times, you know.
Did you have to be firm with them?
Well, yes, I suppose we did. They knew when we spoke to them. But I don't know. They used to have us. In some cases, they would take, as I told you about the dress, with the, they would have things off of us if they could. They would rub us.
What was the dress thing that you mentioned?
I told you about the dress, so they burnt my tennis dress,
Oh, I
didn't
see.
I? Yes.
Did you ever get out into the countryside in India?
Oh, yes.
What took you out into the countryside?
Well, we used to have a cycle sometimes. We used to hire a cycle and we used to go down in Topi Park and we used to go to the river and we used to take our tea out sometimes. We could go out of the cantonment if we wanted to.
Did you enjoy India and regret leaving, or were you glad to get out of the country?
I never regretted leaving India, no. And I wouldn't go back again for all the money. I suppose I made the most of it while I was out there. But it was a rough and tumbled old life. No, I couldn't go back again. Even isn't as if my husband wanted to go back. And as much as I thought of him, and we could see it over and I couldn't go back.
Was it because of the army life there or because of the country?
I think it was because of the quarters. You must realize that when I went out there, I'd never had a home of my own in married life. And I suppose really when one's married, first of all, they put up with such a lot, but I couldn't put up with it now. I couldn't with the old whitewash walls and the old bits of whitewash around the corners of the room. I feel that my children missed a lot in their childhood.
Because of having been in
And
India.
because of being born in India. And another thing, now they've grown up and they've all got good jobs and all got their families. But because they were born in India, we have come up against the snags when they go to get a passport. And I think it's since we've gone into the common market. I wrote to the Daily Mirror about it once, but they said they'd had so many people had wrote up about it that they had had quite a people that was born in Germany and as well as India that they had trouble with passports. Do you think that's right? Do you think that was right too? Oh, you can only have a passport for so long because you were born in India. Yet they took them in the army. My youngest son was in the police in the army. I went doing his national service. My other two, one boy was in the parachute regiment, and the other one went in the signals. And they all got rank. They all got on well. But they never made the army their career.
Did you think it was an odd thing for the British to be in India, or did you think it was a natural thing?
Well, I thought it was a natural thing. I never thought anything about it. As I said, it never came amiss to me. And the Indians and that they never seemed to. They didn't seem to worry about us there.
Why do you think that the British Army was there in India?
Why did I think? I never thought about it, to tell you the truth. It was just one of them things. I just thought we were there because we were there, and I couldn't see us. Were we doing wrong in there, do you think? Or do you think we were doing wrong out there? Because I think that we helped them no end. Did you know this? That when we, after I'd been out there a little while, we used to see the children with their books under their arm and them being educated. But I didn't see that when I went out there, first of all. I would see the little Indian children with their hockey sticks on the maidan playing hockey. But I didn't see that, first of all. There was the hospitals for them to go to if they were sick.
So you thought that British
I thought that we'd done no end for them. God only knows. And I told you about those two women were in that mission hospital that was helping those people that were right. Well, I can I tell you in the wilderness that some of them had never seen them. When we went up there, some of them had never seen English women, and they came up to us and they made us as if that they were pleased to see us. But the bazaar that we went to was called the Loose Wallahs Bazaar, and nobody said anything out of place to us. I never see an Indian. I never as much as see an Indian spit at an English woman. They treated us with respect.
Did you expect British rule to end so soon?
I never thought it would end. I never thought they wanted it to end. Are they any better today? Let me ask you, are they any better today with their home rule?
So you didn't have any sympathy. Did you have any sympathy with the Indian politicians like Gandhi and Nehru and so
Well,
on,
he was
and
just one of one, and we never took much notice of them. We wouldn't take much. They never. I suppose their home rule would come, but I never thought about it. I thought we were there because we were there. We were there not to keep peace or anything like that. It was just. Because we were sent out there. They didn't seem to object to us. My husband and I have travelled and travelled miles and miles, and nobody said anything to us.
so you didn't follow Indian politics or read about all that type
No,
of
no, I
thing?
didn't. Well, it used to take 3 weeks for a letter to come from home. And we always used to have the news of the world. It was 3 weeks old, and sometimes we would read things in the news of the world. And it's actually at where we were, and we didn't know anything about it.
things that had happened in India, which you'd never heard about.
No.
And you had to...
No, my husband used to go on manoeuvres and that sometimes. They used to have the Magandhi manoeuvres. Oh, I must tell you that they used to nickname my husband Tucko. And there was a column, and it was called Tucko. Tucko, this column was called. And my husband sent me birthday greetings. My birthday's on March the 18th. And he was on this column, and he sent me this birthday greetings. And I said to him, oh, thank you very much for your birthday greetings. But they didn't spell your name right. So he said, let me see it. And he started laughing like anything. He said, oh, you've had birthday greetings from the whole column. I'd had birthday greetings from the whole column. From Tucall, you see. Tucall, the operator, the judge.
So that's how your husband got his nickname, was it?
No, I don't know how they named him, how he came together. I think there was somebody named Stevens years and years ago, and they called him Tucko, and I think he took it from there.
Could you tell me something about prices of items whilst you were there? And in which years as well?
Nearly all the time I was out there, the most I can remember. The chicken, we used to get a chicken for 10 pence. 10 annas.
Was an anna about?
1 pence.
One old penny.
Yeah, something like that. And we used to get a pound of beef and a pound of loaf a day. If my husband was staying with me, that was his rations. And once a week, we used to get 6 ounces of tea and some sugar and some flour. That was what they used to call dry rations. That was once a week with their vegetables. We used to get that. I believe you want to know the price. I must tell you about the fat we use was cocoa gem, and it was in a tin, and it never had no taste. And they did say that if you cook fish, you could use it again to roast with, whether you could or not, I don't know. A pound of beef, I think, was about 4 pence. Pork was, I beg your pardon, 4 annas. Pork was 10 annas.
For how much?
A pound. Or if we had 2 pounds, we would say dosia, 2 pounds. We used to have rather a lot of soup out there. We always started off lunch and our evening meal with soup, because I never made the children many milk puddings or things like that, because it was mostly buffaloes and they were dirty. Although all their dairies and that were supposed to have been inspected and that in them days. But it didn't. I used to think the children could get on without that. Air fruit. I told you about the oranges. They were lovely, and the mangoes. And we were never allowed to buy grapes or dates. The children could have apples and peanuts, and we used to get a bag of peanuts for them for an anna. They used to come round every morning with that type of thing. And their butter, I think I told you, used to buy a pat of butter.
A pat of butter?
A pat of butter, 2 ounce pat of butter. But you could get it, and you could get all these things from England that would come out in tins. Sometimes we'd buy it, but...
It's been expensive, isn't it?
No, I expect it would be expensive. I forget, but We used to get some sausages, and we always used to have them Sunday mornings for our breakfast. And they were called, they were in an oval tin, and they were called Morton sausages. And they used to come out from England in these tins. And we always had them Sunday mornings with tinned tomatoes for our breakfast.
Sugar, I think you were saying?
Yes, was about 10p a pound, 2 pence, 2 annas. Sauces and vinegar and that. Well, they were used to be rather expensive because it was nearly always crossing Blackwells from stuff from England. And there was firms that was gradually making their own sauces and pickles that you if you weren't careful, they would copy the C&B. And there was the Murray Breweries. Have you heard of those? The M&B beers. And they would take some of air labels for English that, you know, we had to be very careful.
You mean Indian firms would use...
Indian firms. There was
use
Indian,
the labels
yes,
from,
yes, there was Indian firms
from,
that...
Use the labels from British products.
Yes.
And put them on...
Yeah, well, to try and copy as much as they could, you know, of their... And they were making their own jams and things like that. That was before I left, and not when I went out, first of all. But their firms and that was gradually doing these things, you know.
How much did drinks cost?
Well, I can remember buying a bottle of whiskey that would be the value of over here about 12 and 6 pence in England. And so that would be, what was it? I'm forgetting now again. The beers, we used to have M&B, that was Murray Beers. They were quite reasonable. Minerals and things like that. We used to be able to get them out there. And a bottle of port or anything. And I really forget what we used to pay for it all now.
How much did cigarettes cost?
Oh, scissors. No, most of the soldiers and that remember their scissors. 4p for 10. And I expect the players were a little bit more. But they nearly always smoked scissor cigarettes. Say it was a good cigarette.
Did any of them smoke beaders?
Oh, I don't think so. I did have one in a loaf of bread, a beadie, because medical officer said to me, "You're putting on too much weight, Mrs. Stevens. I think you should slim." So he said, "Go to the canteen and tell them to make you a brown loaf." So I went and I ordered this brown loaf and I went to cut it and there was a beady inside. And they didn't make me brown bread, they dyed it with brown sugar. And with white bread with dyed sugar, with brown burnt sugar in it.